From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Depending on where you are in the world, the holy month of Ramadan ends tonight or tomorrow with the celebration of Eid al-Fitr. For observant Muslims, it will be the end of a month of fasting from sunrise till sunset. And Ramadan is about more than just fasting. Every year, mosques and Muslim communities around the world raise millions upon millions of dollars for charity. Like so many things in our society, Ramadan and Eid were experienced differently during the pandemic. Now that life has returned to normal, or at least settled into a new normal, we're checking in to see what changes were permanent and how Muslim Illinoisans are marking Eid this year. And for that, we're joined by Imam Hassan Ali. He's the director of the Mecca Center in Willowbrook. He also teaches theology at Lewis University, a Roman Catholic university in Romeoville. Imam Ali, welcome back to The 21st Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. Is it appropriate for me to greet you with Assalamu Alaikum?
Of course, absolutely. Alaikum Salam, which means peace be upon you, and the response should be, and peace be upon you too.
Well, thank you for that. So I mentioned one of the best known practices of Ramadan, and that is fasting. What are the benefits, spiritually and physically, believed to come from daily fasting?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you very much. You know, fasting or siyam literally means to restrain and to abstain from something. And from the very beginning of time, humans have struggled to master their physical and psychological selves, their bodies and their emotions, right? And a fasting person what fast is doing here is that to make a balance between our materialistic side and our spiritual side. So a fasting person empties his or her stomach of all the material things to fill his soul with peace and blessings, and to fill his heart with love and sympathy, and to fill his spirit with piety and faith, to fill his mind with wisdom and resolution. And so the person who can, you know, control his or her desires and make them work as they like, you know, of course, indeed, he has, you know, attained true moral excellence. And so also one of the great meanings of fasting is that fasting is a liberator. You know, in Islam, the concept of freedom is kind of like a different from, you know, the present concept of freedom today. While the modern concept of freedom revolves around freedom of the self and individualism, Islam talks about freedom from the self. And so by Islamic definition, to be truly liberated is to be free from the chains of your own self. And freedom of the selves is in reality chains put on the ability to be truly free. So fasting is one of the great ways in practicing all of these meanings. And, you know, this spring, Judaism celebrates Passover. Christianity recognizes Easter and celebrates Easter. And, you know, Muslims celebrate Ramadan. And when we reflect over all of them, we will find that there is a lot of common meanings in all three celebrations.
Absolutely. And for some Christian sects, certainly Catholics, there's the period of Lent, which also involves a more limited form of fasting. I like what you said, though, about discipline, freedom through discipline, basically. Where does the tradition come from?
The tradition came from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 1444 plus years ago, when God Almighty revealed to him what we believe as the divine message from God, the final divine message from God, which is Quran, the holy book for Muslims. God Almighty has sent the Quran and revealed the Quran to his final messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the month of Ramadan. And so Ramadan was so special for many reasons. One of them is that it was a time when God Almighty decided to, you know, be more generous to humanity and send them some guidance. In one of the traditions, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, himself, he said that not only that Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, but also the Bible and the Torah were revealed in the month of Ramadan, which makes this time, which is the ninth month of every and each year in the lunar calendar, a very special and significant time. Now, in the Quran, God Almighty also has said that, you know, for Muslims, you should observe fasting in the month of Ramadan, you know, and observing fasting in the month of Ramadan is not new or exclusively for you. God Almighty has said, O believers, O you who believe, you know, we made fasting prescribed and mandatory upon you, as we made it prescribed and mandatory upon people before you, i.e., you know, people of the book, what as we call the Christian and Christians and Jews and other religions. And so since then, Muslims have been practicing fasting every year, of course, if they can. People who are sick, people who are travelers, people who may have some risk in fasting for these hours, they may break their fast and do some other kinds of charity. But Muslims are asked to fast every year in the month of Ramadan, you know, for 29 days, as you said, or 30 days, depending on the moon sighting on this year.
So I mentioned fasting is, of course, one of the best known aspects of Ramadan, but there's also the charitable giving known as zakah. And this is one of the five pillars of Islam. Why is that such an important part of Ramadan?
This is a very good, great question. You know, so in Ramadan, as we received the best gift from God Almighty, which is the revelation from God, the guidance from God, the Quran, you know, we should also respond with, you know, generosity as well. Right. And so, you know, the time of Ramadan is usually a time of performing and participating in zakah. And zakah is one of the five pillars of Islam. Fasting is one of the five pillars of Islam. Zakah is another pillar of Islam. And zakah literally means to purify. It's an Arabic word. The meaning of it is a purification. And the purification here is a purification for the soul. Purification of the money and the wealth, purification of the life. And so Muslims are asked to share in the month of Ramadan some of the blessings that they have and they enjoy with those who do not have access to these blessings. And so, as you mentioned in your beautiful introduction, here in America, most of the Islamic centers and mosques, they gather together as they fast during the day. There is also a special prayer night on evening around 8:30 or 9 p.m. And there, when they actually open their doors for relief organizations who are working here locally or nationally or even internationally to support and to give, sponsoring orphans, feed people, provide some shelter to those who do not have shelter. You know, we raised millions of dollars before Ramadan, as it was urgent for the earthquake that happened in Turkey and Syria. In Ramadan, you know, many organizations comes to ask for support and, like, you know, food pantries, free clinics and so on. And so Muslims are asked in the month of Ramadan to be more generous than in any other month. Even by practicing paying the zakah, which is one of the pillars of Islam, they all love to do it in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because in the month of Ramadan, as we believe, God will multiply the rewards. And also, it's a great way of, you know, celebrate together. You know, this is actually one of the very unique forms of zakah. And we can call Eid, which is, of course, the day of celebration. I'm sure we will talk about this, a thanksgiving. So before celebrating the end of Ramadan, we are all asked to share with the poor and the needy people. So the idea here is that in the day of celebration, we do not want anyone to be in need. We want everyone to have enough food, enough clothes. They can get some money to get some toys for their children. They can take their children outside for a nice meal and so on. And it's a beautiful feeling of living together, you know, in a community with brothers and sisters.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As we've been discussing, the festival of Eid is coming up. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan is coming to an end either tonight or tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world and when the new moon is spotted. That's maybe a little more complicated than we need to get into in this conversation. We are talking about all this with Imam Hassan Ali, who is director of the Mecca Center in Willowbrook, Illinois. And so, Imam, we mentioned Eid al-Fitr. What usually happens during Eid?
Okay, so Eid is the day of celebration. Actually, the meaning of the word Eid, as Eid is an Arabic word, it means the recurring happiness of festival, right? And so in Islam, we have two Eids, or 2 days of celebration. The first is called Eid al-Fitr, which means the festival of breaking fast. And this happened in the first day of Shawwal, which is the next month right after Ramadan. You know, we've been fasting for 29 or 30 days, so we deserve to celebrate, right? So in the day of Eid, which is the first day coming after the end of Ramadan, people are gathered together to pray. We begin the day by praying. So usually it's a great service, the biggest service in the year, when people come from, you know, all around to join their family members and their friends in celebrating Eid. It's kind of like Thanksgiving Day, on which Muslims, you know, assemble to, you know, a brotherly and joyful atmosphere to offer their gratitude to God for helping them to fulfill their spiritual obligations prior to the Eid in the month of Ramadan. And the form of thanksgiving is not confined to spiritual devotion and verbal expressions only. It goes far beyond that all to manifest itself in a handsome shape of social and humanitarian spirit. And again, the reason why, because we wanted to make sure that on the day of celebration, people are happy. People, as much as possible, of course, people who are around us, our neighbors and our relatives and people whom we know, they can, you know, eat, they can drink, they can enjoy and celebrate with us. And usually, again, after performing the prayer in the Islamic centers, people go outside and, you know, visit each other and invite each other for breakfast or for lunch. Of course, this is like the first breakfast or the first lunch, you know, in a month after 1 month. And so it's a beautiful way of getting together, of connecting the ties of kinship, of showing the brotherhood and sisterhood in the community, and of supporting each other and sharing with others and thinking about others.
So the last three Ramadan and Eid observances came during the COVID-19 pandemic. This year, much of life has returned to normal, although the pandemic is still out there. Are there adaptations or traditions that grew out of the pandemic that you or members of your mosque have decided to keep?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, the pandemic was very tough for all communities and all religions. And so always we, you know, at the beginning of the month this year, I say that COVID-19, you know, has taught us so many great things. You know, there is always goodness in any calamity, in any challenge, in any difficult time. And one of them perhaps is to try not to take anything for granted. You know, at the time of COVID-19, I remember the places of worship were closed totally, and I used to go alone by my own self at the time of the special prayer every night, just to sit in front of my laptop, speaking to my community, you know, from behind the screen. And it was a very difficult experience for me and for the community, and of course for many other friends of different faith and our interfaith partners, as we shared always the challenges and the feelings of it. However, you know, we made it. We all made it. We stayed together and we connected with each other. We used the technology to connect ourselves with our family members and our community members. And COVID-19 brought people to strengthen faith, actually. It has tightened family bonds. Some actually previous studies have found an increase in religious observance after people experience a calamity. You know, Pew Research Center report published in October 2020 showed that roughly 35% of Americans say that the pandemic carries one or more lessons from God. So as people of faith, we believe that there are blessings even in hardship. As God said in chapter 2, verse 2:16 in the Quran, perhaps you dislike a thing and it is good for you. So while it was difficult not having our community with us during the beginning of the pandemic, you know, we now have to thank God a lot, you know, that now we are together. And if we are together and the places of worship are open, we should not take it for granted. We should observe our, you know, worship in a daily basis, in a weekly basis, in a monthly basis. We should do more. We should connect together. We should see each other. We should gather with our friends and family members, because if we can do it today, we do not know if this will happen again or not.
We never know how much time we have. Absolutely. Final. We have only about 30 seconds left in our conversation. What message do you have, especially for listeners who are not of the Islamic faith? What can they learn from Ramadan, Zakah, and Eid?
That's a beautiful question. Thank you very much. You know, in the Quran, in chapter 3, verses 64, God says, "Say to the people of the book, let us come to a common word between us and you." So like the sacrifice that we learn and practice during Passover, and also the sacrifice that we learn and practice during Lent, fasting during Ramadan serves to allow us to focus our attention on the deep commitment we have made to submit every aspect of our life to the will of God, and to give ourselves time to mediate on that, you know, commitment. We really need each other, all of us, and especially after the pandemic. We need to work side by side, grounded in faith and our respective religious practices to meet all the challenges of today. We need to learn about each other to see, you know, how can we help one another. You know, what happened this year is beautiful, because we are observing in all three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, you know, the celebration at the same time. And so there is a
I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Iman Hassan Ali, thank you so much for being with us. Eid Mubarak. More to come on the 21st show after a short break.